This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To it, friends. I want to know what's on your mind today. Is it the state budget and another $300 billion shortfall, which is the reason Governor Jack Dalrymple yesterday said, come on back, legislators. Let's go to town. Obviously, the budget stabilization fund took a lot of the bumps out of the road. We've got to keep this in perspective. The federal government is $20 trillion in debt. Nobody talks about it, but the national debt is $20 trillion, just about $20 trillion now. And the state of North Dakota has a constitutionally mandated provision that says you balance the budget every biennium. So that's what this is about. This is about getting the balance. So, yes, there are cuts and reductions in expected spending. But, you know, there were a lot of rainy day funds that take a lot of the bumps out of the road. And you got to get back to zero. Don't think the sky is falling here. Nonetheless, given what you have in the way of oil prices being down, all the ag commodities having a tough time, you have less revenue coming in than you expected. When those two things happen, sales tax revenues go down, so there's less of that. I mean, it's just a ripple effect. What would you cut if you could do this? We have none of the experts today scheduled on the program that deal with this. We're going to schedule them in the coming days and talk about this ahead of the special session, certainly, and we'll cover the special session itself. In fact, we'll be there for it as well. But I would love to hear from our listeners today on what you think the state government does that it doesn't need to do, or an area they could be maybe a little less generous than they currently are. Everybody screeches when you talk about budget cuts. Ed Schaefer spent some time talking about this at UND. He said this is a, you know, he relished the opportunity to say, hey, and the cuts that were even more severe at UND because they were in a hole even before the state budget cuts were announced. He said, "This is all right, roll up his sleeves, let's go. Now we can re-examine every penny of spending." I mean, imagine if all of us did that in every one of our budgets, and a lot of you do. If you scrutinize line by line what you're spending, you can find things. We're so darn spoiled, it's unbelievable when you compare, you know, what previous generations dealt with. Think of the settlers over here, for crying out loud. They wouldn't be crying over reducing the budget by $300 billion. They'd kill for a $300 billion budget, right? So it's doable. We can do this. But I think some wisdom is definitely out there, whether it be current state employees, former state employees, taxpayers that are footing the bill, that see things. Don't throw anything at me, but I often wonder about rest stops. You know, for instance, if you drive from Fargo to, the border, past Belfield, a tad there, get the Beachway, you know, you're all the way border to border, there's a lot of opportunities for places you can stop and rest and even use the facilities if necessary. What a state rest stop. And now I know everybody has them, and as soon as you close, oh, why would you close that? What a, you know, why? Who said there had to be rest? Were there rest stops for the settlers in the covered wagons?
Yes.
They made it.
It's called trees.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, we still have trees. They don't cost that much either. So anyway, you know, it's
just a little water and they're happy.
Yes. Just think about that. You know, there's just one thing. That's my contribution. I'll live without rest stops. I'll be fine with it. All right? I'm always a little creeped out at them anyway. You know? I would be really creeped out if I was, a vulnerable female or a youngster or something. You know, just, I don't know. They give me the, you know, when it's kind of, I mean, they're well-lit, most of them, but you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I'm not a frequent rest stop person. I like patronizing, you know, businesses along the way. I stop and tap it every now and then. A little gas station there and, you know, buy a candy bar and a soda and, use the facilities. I think that's kind of nice. Anyway, we all need gas, so there's places to stop. That's just my contribution. It's what's on my mind. That's all I'm saying. Telephone number to call and weigh in with your contribution on this or any other topic. We have a few we're going to tackle today. 800-228-0550. You can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you call us today, text us, email us, any of those, include an answer to this question. Who serves your favorite hot dog? Where can you find the best hot dog where we live? And I'll give you a family four-pack for the state fair to the concert of your choice. Okay? 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hot Dog. Obviously, it's a Cloverdale hot dog you're going to love. But where do they serve it? Where do you go to get that Cloverdale hot dog? And then, what do you put on it? Because that, to me, what you put on a hot dog is really what drives you to say, it's National Hot Dog Day. That's why I'm asking this question. Mustard and onion only for me. Heavy on the onion and mustard only. Manny, how about you? What's on your hot dog?
Actually, you know what? Probably nothing.
Seriously? You'd like the plain dog?
Whoa! Yeah.
I've had them before.
If I would put anything on a hot dog, it would be ketchup, but that would probably be it.
All right, but otherwise, if you're fine with a plain dog.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Sounds like you're eating one right now. Did you munch on something before I asked you that question? Poorly timed question on my part.
I'm just,
you're busted.
Just keeping myself awake with an energy drink right now.
There you go, exactly.
Oh, there you go.
Manny lost an uncle, so we're praying for Manny and,
yeah,
and
brother.
His family. Too young, too, 72 years of age. So.
Appreciate it, guys.
He wasn't with us yesterday. Todd, how about you?
I'll step to one side from Manny and say if it is a good enough hot dog, and there are some, the hot dog itself is fine, but I will typically just throw some ketchup on just because. But that's it, though.
All right. So National Hot Dog Day, we want to know. That's just a little side question today. When you call, when you email, you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can call 800-228-0550. We have a whole hour here to chat with you about what's on your mind, so love to do it. If you would like to continue beating the living daylights out of me from yesterday's program, that's okay. I was crazy enough to say some good things about President Obama. I stand by them, by the way. Despite the fierce criticism that came from the audience, and I also understand some of the objections. You know, it's not enough to, in one speech, say some things. But, you know, in my mind, you're in Dallas. You're at a memorial service for fallen officers. And he quoted scripture that, to me, is exactly going to what you... I came on the air here on the program the day after Dallas and said, what one word is most necessary in this country right now? And the top word was love, second was prayer, and so for the president to go to some of those same places to channel what we've been talking about being the root cause of the problem, that is hard hearts, all right, needing to be thawed here. I mean, if you're running around protesting, screaming, I'm a victim, and you're planning to shoot police officers, your heart is hard. This Black Lives Matter crowd, many of them that have joined them legitimately. I'm not talking about the professional protesters who are trying to sow the seeds of civil unrest. Their hearts are hard. One thing missing from this debate is the true story. You know, the narrative we get from the media and Black Lives Matter is inaccurate compared to the facts of this case. Heather McDonald has written a book called The War on Cops, because that's what this is. This is a war on cops. She's going to join us today at your request next hour. We'll meet a couple of sailors from the USS North Dakota, and Justin Fisk is going to stop by and tell us about what's happening in Medora, something rather special tonight. So that or anything else on your mind, Donald Trump is announcing his vice presidential pick tomorrow, 10 a.m. He was on Special Report last night talking about this. What did he say? Well, he's dropping a few hints. But I'm curious your thoughts on this today. The list is out of who will speak at the convention. Some people say, oh, Newt's on the list. Jeff Sessions on the list. So that means They're not the VP pick. I'm not so sure. I don't know. But we can talk about that, too. We'll have that announcement live tomorrow on the air for you. Start with John in Bismarck here. Where's the best hot dog in Bismarck, John?
Well, I have a family of four. I like to go up to the Cloverdale store and pick up the hot dogs on. I like to get a hot dog and put a thin strip of ketchup and a thin strip of mustard and enjoy that. And then while I'm there, I buy some maple-flavored bacon, which we all love.
Ooh, the maple-flavored bacon is dandy.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right. Yeah,
I had it last night.
The Cloverdale store is a nice little secret up there. I mean, it's not a secret to all, but it is to some. And it's a secret no more because we're talking about it on What's on Your Mind. And that you get some great deals there on everything that Cloverdale makes for the most part. And they have a little restaurant there, so you can have some soup or hot dog. I've been there many times. Like it a lot. Thanks for the contribution, John. Hang on a second here. We'll get your telephone number. We'll put you in the mix here for the drawing. Emma is coming up next. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
We're visiting with David Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they, those Mercedes-Benz vehicles?
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
For 30 years, the NDFA has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. While the entertainment industry, mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, education, churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Adamoos, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
About our sponsors, including our fine friends at Cloverdale. We're just talking about the Cloverdale store and Cloverdale hot dogs today on National Hot Dog Day. And we're not here without them. So when you hear us talk about Cloverdale hot dogs and the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, remember that when you're at the supermarket aisle. Just had a texter say, I wish Aberdeen, South Dakota had Cloverdale hot dogs. All right, well, that's a conversation I'd have with the manager of the supermarket there and and find that. Same with the brats. The other thing is they probably do at a restaurant near. You know, Cloverdale is a big supplier for the food service companies. That if you go to Dakota Farms, you know, if you go to you go to Little Cottage Cafe, if you go to Kroll's Diner, if you go to Randy South University Diner, I'm just picking a few places I've been to and love. All of those serve Cloverdale, right? So probably do at the restaurant. You might ask them when you go there. But to them and all of our fine sponsors, Hot Spring Spas, Pool Table Stools up at their new location. It's not open yet, but they're working on getting it open, maybe even a little tent sale for the state fair coming up on Minot. They're on Broadway there at the Marketplace Dollar Store. That's the location of the Hot Spring Spa location in Minot. They're, of course, also now in front of Walmart. The new Walmart in Sam's Club in where are they, Todd? Bismarck. That's the town I'm looking for. Also, Grand Forks in front of the Grand Cities Mall, and next to Spitfire in West Fargo as well. But just a few of our fine sponsors that make us go: MyPillow, PetroServe USA, the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, the B Mobile, Piper's Auctioneers, High Plains Apache. I had folks tell me about, boy, I had to buy an Apache sprayer after you have such a ringing endorsement. So we appreciate that very much. All right, let's get back to the phones. One question we have for you today is, what would you cut in the state budget? Special session coming up early in August. Lawmakers will be wrestling with that. We're putting the taxpayers to work today. What would you cut? And by the way, if you want in on the hot dog question, where is the best hot dog in North Dakota? Two options for our contest. We have a four-pack of family four-pack for concert of your choice, the state fair. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503. You can email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com or text Todd. You can call, too, but you're not in on the contest if you call, because there's just too many calls to have to juggle. So text and emails for the contest. And that's just simply to tell us where the best hot dog is, where you live, because it's National Hot Dog Day. Emma in Sentinel Butte, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I am 15, and I'm going to Washington, D.C. for a youth education summit, and it's put on by the NRA. And I'm doing a debate on immigration is a human right. And so I've been doing some research, and they have a pro side to it and a con side. And I'm on the con side, so I'm debating against it. And I just wanted to call and see what your thoughts were on this subject.
Well, that is, first of all, the fact you're doing that's phenomenal, Emma. That's really cool. I mean, you're going to gain experience in doing this that will serve you well for the rest of your life. So kudos to your parents for sending you there. That's pretty cool. And glad you're participating on it. You're on the pro or the con side of this argument?
On the con.
Yeah. So I could give you a few things that just come top of my head and invite the listeners to do the same, and you can keep listening here. But, you know, imagine if there are no borders, right? I mean, if you go back to the Bible, you talk about, the gates of particular communities. You always hear about that, you know, outside the gates. I mean, gates and boundaries have existed since the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that immigration is a right, and to say, I'm in Mexico and I want to live in the United States and you don't have any say about it, is crazy. That's anarchy. It can't work that way. Now, on the other hand, the United States of America is the United States of America today because people have come here from all over the world. That's a good thing, right? Way back in the settlers' days, and actually being the pioneers that said, I'll build up this part of the world, and the heritage that remains to this day from people who were ancestors of the settlers is a great thing. We've now transitioned into a place where we need legal immigrants. You know, I know there's companies even in North Dakota. Heidi Heitkamp always tells me about a company down in Wahpeton that has started with 50 people, I think, and has grown to 650 people or some number because they brought over some brainiacs who are legal immigrants who are able to help the company design a particular widget and then grow the company as a result of that brain power. Okay, that's a legal immigrant, but they went through the normal rules. They came over here. They followed the law. They didn't just say, we're going to bust on through.
Yeah.
You know. So those would be just a couple of my arguments. What's your top argument going to be?
Using those yeah, that most countries, they say that they kind of have the right to say who they want to let in and who not to. And if you say that immigration is a human right, that kind of all just goes away. It isn't adequate. So, also, our founding fathers of America, they believe that immigration should not be unlimited. In different quotes that I've looked up and everything.
Well, good for you. You had the better of the two arguments, I think, Emma. I wouldn't want to have to be on the pro side of that particular.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
But I'm glad you're going, and I hope others call in with a few more suggestions for you today to help give you the best argument ever, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Glad you're listening. Thank you very much. 800-228-0550. Let's see here. Diced onions and mustard. I've never gotten that in a text before. That's what the text says here. Diced onions and mustard, referring to what you put on the hot dog, because you can't dream about National Hot Dog Day without thinking about what would go on the hot dog. That's what drives me. You know, the Cloverdale hot dog, piping hot in a fresh bun. I'm with you. Manny, I could eat that alone. But then you say a little mustard and a little onion on that, and I'm just in heaven. I'm just pointing the vehicle right there.
See,
what could we cut?
I could do onions, too, but I just have to be very diligent with them because if I apply too many onions, then it's going to be, the taste is going to be on my tongue for pretty much the entire day. And
that's not a bad taste.
I can only have it on there for so long. So
what I have to worry about is too much mustard and then onions falling off on everything I own that now becomes like, you know, these speckles of mustard. I usually end up wearing it pretty good.
Yep.
Let's run the call from the listener that has an idea on how we could shave a few bucks in state government, Todd, if you would.
Hey, good morning. Talk about the state saving money. I know on mine that there's a multiple divisions of the state, different types of government offices or whatever. They rent office space from the private sector to house all the state employees in. And there's more than one that I know of. I'm sure there's all over in the state. Why can't the state build their own facility and man it and take care of it? I'm sure it's going to be cheaper in the long run. It's got to be. I would look there, plus probably 100 other places. Have a good day.
You too, and we'll take more suggestions like that from those 100 other places. It's a fair question. I don't know. Todd and I were bantering this back and forth a little bit during the break. I mean, if you take the total amount paid every month by the state for rent, how much is that in communities all across North Dakota? And could you, obviously, more efficiently own that space? It's a fair question. On the other hand, flexibility is good, too. So more after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
So chances are when I'm not behind the microphone doing what's on your mind, I'm meeting with business owners and managers and marketing officials about how to help them build their business. That's right. Get more customers. That's the name of the game, right? Grow. Get bigger. Get better. And we love doing it. Can we help you? We have a statewide network that has more listeners than any other radio program on the air in North Dakota. We thank our listeners for that. They're very loyal. They're here every day, and they're waiting to become your customers if you let us help tell your story. That's what we are, storytellers, and talk radio does it better than any other medium. It's real, it's personal, it's passionate. Let us help tell your story. I'd love to meet with you, see where we can help. KFIRE 550, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO in the Bakken, and KLTC in Dickinson, too. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Ask for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment for you.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Yes, this is a German-American, and I'm so tired of on the news they keep saying it's black African, or excuse me, it's black American funerals today that the white policeman shot. What about the five policemen that this black American shot? How come they never say that who shot the black, who shot the policeman? So, and the best place for hot dog is Corral Sales and Manning when they have the opening. When they put them on a rotisserie, and oh, are they ever good. Thank you.
Up there in Manning, they must be Cloverdale.
It must be Cloverdale on the old rotisserie there.
Oh, yeah.
Rotisserie, I haven't heard that term forever. Used to have one on our grill. Put a turkey on it. It was great. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today. Brought to you in part by our friends at Sunbelt Business Brokers, the place to go to buy or sell a business. Art Rosenberg is his team there. Get deals done. Sell more businesses than anyone in the world. So if you're thinking about selling your business, more importantly, if you're thinking about what's it worth, they have a really neat system where they maximize your value and give you a guide and really put you through your paces on determining what the actual value is. And then when you get ready to sell, then you have a firm argument, for lack of a better term, proof, if you will, good due diligence already done for the potential buyers to say, no, here it is that these folks have done for you. So they do a good job. Give Art a call, 701-347-2727, online at sunbeltnetwork.com/Fargo-ND. All right. Let's get back to the phones here, and we're going to go to Billings. Stephen, next on What's on Your Mind. Wanted to talk about Emma's call. Hey, Stephen, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to offer the young lady a suggestion. On public radio on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, there's a show called the Thomas Jefferson Hour, and he just did a show on the opinion of the Founding Fathers on immigration just like 2 weeks ago. It should be available for download from his website. It's an excellent show. He's a historical historian, and he presents his show as if he's actually Thomas Jefferson, and you're talking with Thomas Jefferson. And I try to catch it every week. I find it very educational, to find out what the opinions were based on the historical fact of the Founding Fathers.
That'd give her some good ammo. She'd just quote Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Sounds like an interesting show. We don't normally advocate listening to other channels, but in this case, because it helps Emma, we'll go along with it.
All you have to do is the download. You never have to actually turn your radio dial, so that's fine.
Yeah.
We don't mind stealing from those guys. That keeps you from ever listening to them, so that's fine.
Get it downloaded.
Oh.
Good suggestion, Stephen. Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, the best hot dog on planet Earth is at Byron's in Chicago.
At Byron's in Chicago. Okay.
Why is it the best?
Well, Well, they grill their hot dogs and they smother them in chili and cheese and all that good stuff.
Ooh.
Very nice. I had a Fuddruckers hot dog the other day, a chili dog at Fuddruckers in Minot. That was really good. It was, the bun is kind of unique. It's like a toasted bun. It's like a piece of bread, but they toasted it. And the chili and the cheese and the, oh, my gosh, it was good. John on the road, National Hot Dog Day. That's why we're obsessing over hot dogs today. And we have offered the texters 701-226-8503. If you text Todd with your comments on anything or just your hot dog contribution, where the best hot dog is where we live, 701-226-8503 or email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You're in for a four-pack of concert passes for the State Fair. John on the road, what's on your mind?
Well, I just heard Emma there, and I wanted her to know that, you know, even with the legal immigration that we had, when you talk about the heyday of, you know, Ellis Island and all that, not everybody that came to this country to get in got in, you know. They stopped them at, they had to have jobs waiting for them or relatives or people like that to, so they wouldn't be a drain on society. There were people that had diseases that they actually turned back and sent home. And after the, there was a huge immigration from the late 1800s to the early 1900s, the United States actually stopped all legal immigration from 1924 until 1965. Because the leaders were worried that there is a distinct American culture, and they wanted to, there was so many people that came to this country, they wanted to make sure that they assimilated into the American culture. So immigration, even though people say, well, we're a nation of immigrants and we've always let people come in, there are times when we have not let people come in, certainly legally, because they want people to assimilate to the American culture.
John, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And more ammo for Emma's presentation to that event in Washington, D.C., sponsored by the NRA. She called earlier. She is arguing on immigration being a right on the arguing against that case. She has the con side of that 15-year-old girl who called from Sentinel Butte earlier today on the program and said she'll be presenting at this conference in Washington, D.C., and just wanted some more thoughts from folks. So two good contributions there. Thank you. Adam in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was thought for the saving money for the state is due for inmates in jails and prison. You can make them be self-sufficient by making them grow their own food and any kind of thing like that for housing. Actually make them, maybe even make the state money by, you could sell the food that was extra and there's that, and then for Emma, the analogy of your house is the best. You know, you lock your doors at night, so, you know, criminals don't come in and rob your stuff and kill you or shoot you or rape you or anything like that, and that's pretty much the same concept for the border. This is just one big house.
That's a good analogy, and that's the way to think of these things. I think that makes perfect sense. Appreciate both comments on the budget, too. Here's another on the budget from Mark by email. Cut across the board, 4% salary and benefit cut, all government positions. We didn't need to redesign vehicle plates. What did that cost? Across the board state higher education budget cut. What would this total? Mark wants to know. All right. Let's see, who's next? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Another contribution off here on the best hot dog ever.
Best hot dog ever. From the end of any stick at a campfire on the shore of any body of water after a long day playing in the sun.
Can't go wrong there, huh?
On the end of any stick by any body of water. By a campfire. I love it. Marcellus in Dickinson, another comment on the budget. Go ahead, Marcellus. You're up in Dickinson on What's on Your Mind, Cloverdale. Big flavor hotline.
I'd like to comment on how I think the state could save some money.
like when they go into special sessions, I don't think they should get paid for that. And when they fly anywhere, I think they should fly coach. You know, the state paid for flying coach instead of flying first class. And they should drive their own vehicles to work instead of rental cars or limousines and stuff like that.
All right. Yeah, I don't think there's many state employees or elected leaders that are going in limousines. That would be a political liability. But could they travel more frugally? There's something. You know, yeah. I had a smart fella who happens to be running for governor. Marty Risky's his name. He's a libertarian. Runs a chain of hair salons called MJ Capelli. He was telling me that they have a system at their hair salons where they give a percentage of any idea. In other words, if you come up with a really cool hairstyle and it becomes the rage, and they do tons and tons of these and they generate X amount of revenue, you get 10% of the revenue for them. Do you remember the rage a while ago about putting feathers in the hair? And there's always some fad, you know, going on with hairstyles. And, you know, one of their stylists said, hey, this is a really big deal. We should get a lot of feathers, different colors. And you know, that generated a lot of revenue, and they gave away a percentage of that. You know?
Pretty good.
Yeah, it is. So maybe you do the same thing in state, you know, say, hey, you figure out a way that saves the state money, you get a percentage back. I just think you got to think differently, and I think that's the way to do it rather than just, oh, these are cuts, it's terrible, it's awful, what are we going to do? You know, just think, well, let's go line by line. This is not the end of the world. This is what we do all the time in the real world, you know?
Yep.
And at kitchen tables when there's more bills than there are paychecks, and, you know, so makes sense. Marcellus, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Kirby in Minot, next. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I wanted to address what the guy said about the prisoners growing their food and more or less making a profit for the prison. That's going to be right for abuse. Then you'll have judges get kickbacks to send people to prisons so they can turn a profit for the prison, for the private. You know, they're privatized these prisons now. That's already been proven in Mississippi and Louisiana. They was doing that back in the day where, you know, I mean, if you did anything, you got sent to prison. They put you on a chain gang, make you work. The prison profited from the prisoners being there. So be careful what you say about that, because you may get sent to prison to turn a profit for somebody else.
Yeah, I hear you, Kirby. I mean, you'd have to monitor it correctly. I like the idea. You know, I mean, for one, eradicate boredom in prison. Put them to work with something, and some may need a better work ethic. They'd find that, too. A red Cloverdale hot dog over a campfire, says one. Another, the best hot dog, Fargo Redhawks game. Ketchup, onion, relish, and lemonade. Doesn't get any better. Oh, make me want to go to a Redhawks game. I love it. Let's see here. What else we got? On the state government cuts, my question is, when are they going to start cutting themselves? Over the last 8 years, every department of state government has grown with many added employees. I'm sorry, but with the shortfalls, it may be time to start letting some of the excess go. I sit on a board of directors for a long-term care facility. We're looking at major budget cuts due to the current budget reconciliation. Yet the State Department of Health and Human Resources is still getting raises, keeping their enormous employee base. Come on, people. Don't pass it on. Some cheese has to be cut off the top, too. Another texture, I would immediately eliminate Breathe ND. Impose a 10% cut on all state employee salaries of $100,000 and higher, especially in the higher ed system. And if there are any state ethanol subsidies, I'd eliminate those as well, says Adam. Another emailer says, always enjoy hot dogs from Big Boy. The Coney dogs are great. Love them. Another, best hot dogs come from Cloverdale. Made with love by the sweetest person I know, my beautiful wife.
There you go.
There's your winner
right there.
Darn right.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you live in an apartment and your neighbor smokes, you are at higher risk of heart attacks, cancer, and stroke. And secondhand smoke is even more dangerous to people with medical conditions like asthma or heart disease. If your building isn't completely smoke-free, neither you nor your loved ones are protected from the dangers of secondhand smoke. For help making your building smoke-free, visit smokefreehousingnd.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
The game has changed for North Dakota car, truck, and SUV buyers. Puckledge Chevrolet Buick GMC invites you to visit their new location in Valley City. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm. The cars you love for style and sophistication. And coming soon, their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Find out why they say you drive, we'll ride with you. At North Dakota's home for Chevy, Puckledge Chevrolet Buick GMC, 721 West Main in Valley City, or shop online at PuckledgeValleyCity.com.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker. You want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, guess what? Next week we are off, ladies and gentlemen, to the Bakken Rocks Cookfest Tour. Man, this is going to be fun. This is my favorite week of the summer. Get out and see so many different folks at different events. Tuesday in Mandaree, 4 until 7 p.m., free barbecue, great music. There's going to be, of course, Bakken Ford information sessions with Ron Ness from the Petroleum Council, Kathy Nesset from Nesset Consulting, Lynn Helms, Justin Kretzed from the Pipeline Authority, and others. These are great events, great information, great fun. Just meet some good folks, have a great time. And the food, it's all free. You don't pay anything. In fact, you leave there with stuff. There are all kinds of goodies they're giving away as well. So come on by and join the fun. That's Tuesday in Mandaree. Then Wednesday is the Bakken Rocks North Dakota Oil Can Fishing Derby. And I think they still even have room for a couple more teams if you want to join the fun. NorthDakotaOilCan.com for that. Find out more information. Thursday will be in Stanley, North Dakota. And our special broadcast are brought to you by the folks that put people first. That's Choice Financial. Giving back to the communities. Fairly new in western North Dakota now, but they've been in North Dakota for over 100 years, and they have a people-first approach. That's what they're all about. Great examples of that on their website. I'm going to tell you about some of those next week, and we're looking forward to meeting lots of folks for Choice Financial, too. ChoiceFinancialGroup.com/people-first. Check those out. North Dakota's number one ag lender. That's right. Number one ag lender, Choice Financial. Also a great place to work, too. So, Crestwood, Connections for America's Energy, also one of our fine sponsors as well of our Bakken Rocks Cookfest podcast next week. So, looking forward to seeing you. Okay? There's some breaking news here today. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg of the Supreme Court has apologized this morning for her recent remarks about the candidacy of Donald Trump, saying they were ill-advised. Yeah, they were ill-advised. That, you know, it's funny because I love apologies. You can always read into it's sort of like, I shouldn't have said it, but I still believe it, you know. She called Trump a faker who really has an ego, as if they don't on the Supreme Court, right? And he's been treated too gently by the press. She says whatever comes into his head, he says right at the moment, has no consistency in his thinking. I mean, she just ripped him, and it's completely unethical for justices to do that. I mean, just as a long-standing tradition, they don't engage in political back and forth, and she did, and so she now has apologized. So, yeah, I think that's only appropriate. Is Justin on? Yeah, or should I chat with Dana? Oh, Justin hasn't called yet. Okay. Justin Fisk from Madora are going to be checking in today about what's happening there. We're looking forward to that. Let me go to Dana and Judd while we wait for Justin. Hello, Dana. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott, everyone. Here's my opinion on this. They'll never be able to cut their way back to prosperity by cutting the budget. This is why. Every time you make cuts, you're taking the buying power away from your people, which has created the problem we have right now. And most people don't have trust funds or bank accounts to carry them along for 2-3 years. So you automatically go down the welfare side. The only way they're going to be able to fix this is if the federal government finds a new way to bring revenue in to this system. And that's the only way.
Oh, man. You're saying there's no places they can cut in state government to make up the difference of the, you know, I'm just not there. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I think it's the tradition, the norm, and I think you got to take that on. You say
they can cut it, but like I say, every time you cut, you're making your problem worse. You're avoiding the fact that you're saving the state and making your people pay.
Okay, but when you say there's new revenue that they need, that means who does that come from? The taxpayers? So the taxpayers have to pay more?
I'm talking a new idea where it doesn't work that way, and I really don't want to get into it because then they'll grab a hold of it.
You don't want to give away your good ideas. All right. I hear you. Justin Fisk from Medora is here to tell us about what's happening in that wonderful place. Hello, Justin. How are you?
Good morning from the Badlands.
Now, somebody called earlier today and said there is not a Medora musical tonight. Is that right?
That is true. We have a very special concert tonight at 7:30 at the Burning Hills Amphitheater. We've got Six Appeal Vocal Band, which is a really, really cool group. They do all kinds of classic and new songs, all a cappella. And that's going to be tonight at the Burning Hills Amphitheater. No musical tonight, but you can still do Pitchfork Fondue and a concert if that's what you're looking to do tonight. And, you know, it's going to be really cool. This is the first time in my knowledge that we've done a few night concerts. We've got this one tonight, and we've got the Bismarck Mandan Symphony Orchestra later in August as well, Scott.
All right, that's awesome. And if folks haven't been to Medora yet this year, what's new?
Oh, there's a lot new in Medora this year. The Medora musical, of course, is new every year, and we've got a national park centennial theme to the show this year. We've been getting really great reviews from attendees, and they keep saying it's one of the best shows ever again, and it's really great. There's a tribute to the late, great Shyla Schaefer in the show, as well as Harold, of course. And, man, it's a great show again this year. So that's a new twist on the traditional reason to see Medora. We have the brand-new Medora Gospel Brunch, Scott, which I think you would love. It's brunch.
I know. I've been to Medora once. I haven't taken in the new Gospel Brunch yet, but I'm going to. It's Saturday and Sunday mornings. By the way, all the details, Medora.com, 1-800-MEDORA-1. Thanks, Justin. Up against the clock. Got to go. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Choice Financial has a different way of doing business. They put people first. Come on in and find out for yourself at any one of their locations now in western North Dakota, too, including the capital city of Bismarck, Dickinson, South Hart, and Belfield. Choice Financial is bringing you our Bach and Rock's Cookfest coverage. We'll be in Mandaree on Tuesday the 19th, Stanley on Thursday the 21st, having a grand time with free barbecue, free music, free prizes, and so much more. You don't want to miss this. Tuesday in Mandaree, Thursday in Stanley, the Bach and Rock's Cookfest.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.